Okay, good morning.
She is sponsored by Lefur Shalema for Ruben Ben Malka.
Okay, we're up to Lama Gimel, that's what the Yosef said. Shinchokas Lama Gimel, which she knows before. Goneach is someone who has, we don't know exactly, it's not clear exactly what it was, but the Rufur was some sort of pain in the heart, chest, I don't know, stomach, it's hard to really know. Mutar Lina Kala Be'a Behema. The Rufur was to drink milk directly from the animal.
Could it be heartburn?
No,
hard to know. Okay,
I mean, if you just could try it out and see if it works.
No, milk, because milk is one of the natural.
Yeah, I know, but why? It's not for the drinking station. Yeah, drink
bad heartburn is can be terrible.
The Makom Tzara lo goes to Rabbanon because the Makom Tzara not in the Rishon. She ain't no Elot Tzara Shel Rav. Let's say the guy's really hungry and the only thing around is a goat and he wants to, drink the milk. Also, Lina may have a hearing of a Shabbos. It is also because we're making for Tzar of Refuah, Tzar of hunger. That's obviously the guy is dying, Koch Nefesh. We're not talking about that. We're just talking that, he's hungry. He's very, very hungry. And we're not, it's like Mechush Ba'alma. We're not Matir this because it's a shaila of Refuah is also a shaila of mfarik, that you're taking the milk out of the animal. Lo seikal isha chalav idadeha v'socha kais v'socha kudera v'sanek has bina. It's also there's an issue of a woman expressing milk into a cup or into a kudera, and in order to go ahead and to get her milk flowing. For the kids to eat, but this is not. We're going to get into it in a little bit. We get into the issues of get more into the issues about expressing milk when she's in pain. It's a later simon when woman's allowed to pump, not allowed to pump. But alkapanim, the basic iser which is talked about over here is that there's an iser of mafarik. Expressing milk is an issur of mafarik, and therefore, obviously, a baby's allowed to nurse. But to express into a cup is a problem. And later on, we'll see about onto the floor. It's a lodi chale, and it's not whatever. But not, well, this is the yisod over here. Here, it's a sam. There's no reason she wants to. And also not having a case where she can't get milk out and baby needs to eat. These are all different. This is a very simple thing. She for her to get the milk flowing, she usually expresses milk into a cup. And however, that's not, you shouldn't do that. Mutar l'isha l'kalech me'achal k'lei she'eichas atinoi hadav yonik. She can go ahead and express a little bit of milk, so the baby will want to nurse. Also lahatiz mechalava al mi shenashef baruch ra. I guess there was some sort of refuah about someone who was the ruach ra, let's call sachana, he's going a little bit crazy or something. I don't know exactly what the refuah is, obviously it works somehow, whatever. That's also there's no sakana. Like for baby there's sakana, but for this guy or this kid or whatever it is, there's no sakana. Ain lo asim batzichi. It's some sort of gum, some sort of like resin or something. But lo shachim ba shidayim lerefuah. It obviously was it helped with refuah, whatever refuah it helped with. Even shum reich hapeh. But if you're chewing it because of bad breath, mutter. And so therefore, the place can say that using mouthwash on Shabbos is mutter. Son or even mach, I saw someone mach here for a household also cleans like plaque and all these things or whatever. So it's not just for breath, but yeah, it's already pushing. It's machlokes. But the pashas is from here that things which are you can go ahead and you can go any magirah generally is mutter, and even if there's any putting anything in your mouth to get rid of bad breath is fine. That's not really refuah. Kol achlim umashkim sheimaychol brim. So this sif is an important sif. Kol achlim umashkim sheimaychol brim. Any food or drink which is a maychol brim, which healthy people drink also, mutter lo achlon ishtosin refuah. The classic one, classic example is cranberry juice. Someone who has a UTI, so you know people like drinking cranberry juice, but it's also a refuah for an infection, urinary tract infection. So if that's a person's kavana, so then it would be mutter avol biken, even though he has tasa refuah, because it's maychol brim. Avol bishehem kashim liptas brim. Now maybe if you take like a stronger dose of it, or you know it's a bit bitter and not everyone likes it. Muhammilsa the refuah of his, it's clear that he's, some people take concentrated and they add whatever, they get stronger. It's clear that he's doing it for refuah, because no general person would drink such a strong, strong cranberry flavor. I feel a hockey shower because people can eat it or can drink it, and that's fine. Something which is not taken or drinking or drunk by healthy people, also the awful which also refuah. Then it's also to go ahead and drink it for refuah. Dafka mishiyesh lo mechush ba'alma. But it's only usher to someone who taka is playing, something's bothering him or hurts him, whatever. But he has a bit of a headache, he has a bit of a cough, whatever it is. It's something which is, he can function. About im eino shum mechush, but if he has zero mechush, mutter, then it's mutter. Therefore, this is the heter for also for vitamins. Place your amount of taking vitamins because if a person, because it's general to Michael Green, and it's also people who take it. If a person's sick and he's taking some sort of vitamin, supercharged vitamin to go ahead and make him feel better, that might be an issue, but in general, let's say the person has a cold and he goes in and takes five vitamin C pills, that would be multiple to refuah, that would be a problem. In general, vitamins is he has no mekush v'al, he has no mekush, so then that would be mutter. So too, someone who's nafal l'mishkav is considered chalikol gufo, and therefore medicines are mutter, lachas derabanan, are mutter for that person. So therefore it will be mutter. Mutter lechol srafim metukim ligmoa. If you have a sore throat, it's mutter to go ahead and suck on candies, or to like dry throat, I would say. Or to go ahead and gargle with a raw egg, that's what the chazanim do. That's okay. Lahani makol, that's not, it's mamish for refuah. It's just for,
it's preventative. Versus refuah.
Right, or it's not only that, it's also the hani makol, just to make his voice clear. Ein oisim apiktoizin, pirishar apiktoizin, klomar hozi odahonot ma'abazon, what's called English epicac, or it's making a person vomit. The hani gramas kia that makes a person vomit. Afilu b'chol, Hashem hesed, Ochling, because that's you're being mafsid oichel with that, and therefore during the chol it's also to do it, because they're referring to what the Romans used to do in what's called the vomitorium, that they would go ahead and they would eat until they're stuffed and then throw up and then so they could eat more.
Which is now modernly called bulimia.
No, the bulimia is that they throw it up so they don't gain weight. There they didn't care; they just threw it up so they could eat all day. Then that's b'chol. You could take anything, whatever medicine you need. To a person's feeling sick. But with Shabbos, also b'sam, which are b'yad, it's also to take some sort of apricot, some sort of medicine, but a person can make himself throw up with, using his finger, that would be mutter. Choshish b'me'ah, someone who has a stomachache, mutter litein ala alehem kois she'er b'me'ah.
So what's the isra on the apricot? Because it's not an achila.
No, it's a type of refuah.
It's considered to be a type of refuah. It mamish makes you sick.
Well, making you sick is if you have a stomachache. That's the thing.
So it's considered to be kilo be a refuah.
Right.
Okay.
Choshish v'me'av, mutter litein aleim kos she'eru minu chavi, ato pish adayin yesh bo hevel. Let's put a hot compress on it, hot water bottle, or, this is a hot cup or a hot water bottle, something like that. Go ahead and to calm it down. Mishinishtaker, someone who, had a little bit too much by the Oni Shabbos, as sure for us, loves of kapos yada v'ragla v'shemen v'melach. I guess they tried this. I don't know. They would put oil on his hands and legs. Mutter l'sucham v'shabbos. Nowadays, people drink a cup of coffee to try to remove it. And also, even if their kavana is just to go ahead and to clear up their head, it's also mutter, because it's shichrus is not necessarily considered a chol. Ein misamelin the heinish doris alaguf b'koach. And she egia v'yazia. Now, it's a little unclear what we're talking about over here. We're talking about machogus v'shoyim, actually. What we're talking about is exercise or massage or something like that. The Rambam's lashon, this is lashon Rambam, is it's yiga v'yazia. The person exercises in order that he should break a sweat, and the sweating is the refuah, so that's a problem. Some say it's a massage. I did look up the poskim about the what about physiotherapy and things like that. So that's not really included in this. Here we're talking about heavy duty, heavy duty exercise. That's dumb. Let's say, also the thing of the chol. Person wants to go jogging on Shabbos. There's running. Let's say it's not jogging. Let's say he wants to do a workout on Shabbos. It's a the chol, because that's what something which it's not really a Shabbistic thing. And if it's really a heavy workout and he's sweating, so it's also considered a refuah. If he does some light stretches because he just needs to stretch, whatever, a little bit of that the person can say is okay. And like I said, physiotherapy and other things like that was people and do every day is matter. But also litchol kreisa shaltina tefila hotzi arei. It's also to go ahead and to squeeze the stomach of a baby to go to the bathroom. I was not talking about a case where the baby is sour and screaming and constipated and whatever, and you're helping him go along. That's obviously that's mutter, because the baby is you have to do it for a baby. It's just talking about it's easier. I don't know. You want to go for a walk, and you don't want to. You think it's a way to say you can go to the bathroom before you go. So that would be awesome. Mutter lichvayis kois cham al tavor la aloisai. It's meant to do some sort of cupping where you put it on the belly button and you pull it up. Also, znayin b'miyad b'mikli, and to pick up pick up someone's ears. If they're like flopping down or something like that, maybe I'll be clear. Alos unkli hayom tznuch shekneged halev nifach l'tzav pnim, or something which is like mina achid in the shema, something that's pressing on his windpipe. I don't know. So after el enoisim the samanim he should not have shushchika. These are different types of refuah which are not done with medicine. It's done by some sort of physical thing. So it's never done with the medicine. It's never done with the medicine. There's no gzera of shchita salamanim, radiational tsar, and any tsar. So then you're allowed to do it. And generally, even if it's a bit of tsar, you're not allowed to go ahead and do that unless the person's political goof. But in this case, in a bit of tsar, this type of refuah is okay because they're not choshish for shchita salamanim. Your person can go ahead and wash himself. The whole kol gufa, I don't know about, but he can at least wash part of his body. And in Tveria, in the Kinneret, Yamatavo, Yishayim Meluchim, you the Meluchim, Shkain Derech Luchos Behem. The Derech to go ahead and to swim, like a Hochach, the Refuah Ka'avid, even though it's going to help him for whatever reason, it's not clear for Refuah Ka'avid. Rabbi Harayim Shem Yamagalo, not unlike the gross water in Yamagalo, Me Mishra, Shem Usim, Akhar also Yamamelach as well, would be the Mukhach Tzer Tzefuah. But ain't there a Lichot Tzehem, it's not there to go ahead and to swim in it. Yeah, floating in the Dead Sea is not only it's called, you know, washing yourself or swimming. It's all basically the Jews on Refuah. Ella Refuah. The Dafka Shashar Behem, it's only if you're soaking in it. But if you're not soaking, the limb just putting some water, so the water on Mutter, Sheino Nira Ella can make, or a person, you know, obviously steps his feet in or something like that. And it just looks like he's cooling himself off, even if it's a Dead Sea or any of these, like, sulfur strings or whatever it is, it's near a Kameka. Lo Hashem Allah Nachashim, Rakravim Bishoshali Aziku, we saw this before, that you can go ahead, a person's a snake charmer, he knows how to go ahead and to calm snakes down, or scorpions, or whatever it is. In Chachashim Tzeda, that's Mutter, there's a Tzeda on that. Nice and clear, gabi an iron a hawker. You can put some sort of kli on the iron to cool it down. Wish you a kli on ital. The Shabbos also not a mukz a kli. Even if it's a kli which is lakosh lister, it's also that's what to use. Etzem shiyatsu in kaimai, a bone which popped out of its place. Machzir in oisoi. So this is the whole thing that I think we have to discuss this a bit, but just to bring out the. Shandberg of Ram says that the Lashon of the Gemara is if it's a broken bone completely, if the bone's completely broken, so then you're allowed to go ahead and to set it. The Mishnah Berurah is very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says that no, it depends. We're not talking about broken, we're talking about if it pops out of place, how much it pops out of place. I remember when I was a kid, I remember. A friend of mine was sliding into third and he really dislocated his knee. You could see the bone was like, you could see it completely, like not out of brush out of his skin. It was completely dislocated. The Aruch HaShulchan calls the Mishnah Berurah's Chiluk a Divrei Neviyos. He says, Nichatesi, how do you know how much it popped out? It didn't pop out, and you can do it before, you can't do it before. That doesn't make any sense. He says, obviously, if it's a broken bone, we're talking about setting the bone. That's something which is mutter. It's a kind of saver. That would be mutter. But dislocation is what's going on there. He says the rabbi doesn't talk about this b'chol. And he says interesting thing. He says Elamai, because the rabbi was there was a doctor. And it's also the person, the miner is also a Shmuel, is also a doctor. And he said basically the reason why the rabbi left it out, because the Fianian, the person has to go to a doctor. We can't go ahead and judge something internal. We don't know, is it broken? Is it dislocated? We can't make these decisions by ourselves. Well, it's only a little bit dislocated, so I'm not going to go, or it's a sprain. And obviously it's an obvious sprain, but sometimes you can't tell and you don't know. So we'll see. You go to a doctor. I'm not saying whether you're allowed to call Shabbos for this. That's something else. That's not, you know, dealing with the Chilul Shabbos. But Al Kapani, we're talking about, let's say you have someone on Salah knock on his door, or you go, you know, whatever, so that he can make a decision. Whether you call about the, you know, obviously it depends if it's obvious a broken bone, some say that it can be Gorm Sakala, depends what, you know, when, what, it's all unclear.
How severe the break is.
Yeah, if you have to speak to a doctor, question is how can you, what can you do with Chal Shabbos? If you didn't speak to a rabbi, it's hard to make these decisions. So, you know, whatever. We shouldn't be in those situations that happens. Oh, you know, whatever. Also, that the beged al maka shiritzim imen of dam, they should have done yitzvoi. So you can't put wrap a clothing on a wound. Because the dam is going to eat something on a red, let's say it's a red cloth or something like that. Also, lahutzi dabe amacha, and it's also to go ahead, and we had this before, of squeezing or dam out of a macha, because that's mafarek, it's either shaykh, or it's mafarek, You can wash it off with water. You can wash off the dam. You can go and you take spider webs and wrap them around the makah. And it stops, covers the blood. Then you can wrap something on top. Agav, someone points out, and you see from here an interesting thing, that you're allowed to go ahead and pull spider webs off the wall on Shabbos. There's no Isser of Seiser. Rav Yishailo Moksa, but the Aziz is Latzarech, you could be it's okay. So if you see a spider web with a big spider, you're allowed to go ahead and knock it off on Shabbos. Also, Lassum Sila Piyat Abbas. You can't put a suppository in the Piyat Abbas. And there, here we're talking about, we had this something similar in Shin Yud Beis about what you're allowed to do to try to open up if it's constipated, they would put some sort of stick and I don't know, whatever. This is what we're talking about this also, that they would put some sort of stick in to go ahead and to help open up the muscles so that he would be able to go to the bathroom. So you can leave it there. But we're not talking about the person you put in. What we have suppositories nowadays, which dissolve. Here we're talking about putting something in and it's staying there. So therefore, but if it's obviously it's for food, we'll be answer, but you don't have to be, choshish, less choshish nowadays to put some sort of suppository in.
22 minutes, your choice.
We'll start the next, simon. Pikuach nefesh, kol pikuach nefesh doiche Shabbos. In general, then, and any pikuach nefesh is doiche Shabbos, whether it's Hutra and Tuchuya, we get into that, or Zariz and Meshuvah. Right? And the Zariz is Meshuvah. Right? There's no Cheshbonos about, it's a Shabbos for Nefesh, doesn't make a difference. Let's see the story about the Lojaner, Haim's brother. So once they saw him, what was it? He was running barefoot through the snow without a kippah on Shabbos, holding a candle. What's going on over here? After what's going on? It's the Easter, whatever. He said that there was a for a woman. She was a lady. I don't remember the exact thing. Shalom pikuach nefesh. So he ran back, grabbed the candle from his house, and lost his kippah on the way. But pikuach nefesh. So he was running through the snow with a candle on Shabbos because. It doesn't make a difference. No, I remember someone pointed out, someone asked a shayla to Rav Kohen and said, well, if my wife's in Leda, and they put a sign up, I should leave, so what should I do? I should leave, how many minutes should I leave? And he's like, if it's Pikuach Nefesh, you call Shabbos, then you're allowed to be in there if you're a Kohen. Put things in perspective. Zariz and Meshuvah, also, if we're talking about a case where it can wait, so you want to call a goy to come help and to drive to the hospital, then we have all these things, whatever, that's fine, but if it's a case where it can't wait,
don't be a hostage.
Get in the car and drive, whatever. If you're worried about the sakana, if there's a fire on a furniture, a piece of furniture in your house, you don't have to sit there with cups and putting water around and trying to put. Don't do that. You put it out because it's a sakana. If it's in a place on a stone floor where it's not going to spread and something's burning there and you want to go ahead and say, fine. You know it's not going to spread, but if something is any chashash at all, then you just put it out. You shouldn't play games. And we'll stop here and go back to it.
Shkayach, shkayach.